This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Delaney, thanks so much for joining us once again on the show. We appreciate so much support this year. The cards, letters, I'm getting them. Truly, I am honored to now be celebrating 15 years behind this microphone doing this. It's just been a joy. And thanks to everybody at the mothership, GCN, for everything they do to support the show. And again, so many people, it takes way more than a village to prop this woman up. So there's that. All right, so we start with a verdict. It came 27 hours. Hours of deliberation came after that. Kim Potter now faces at least 11 years in prison. This happened, of course, as it unfolded before us, for the death of a 20-year-old black man, Dante Wright, that made huge headlines, as it should have. It was just a April traffic stop. And what happened was he was initially pulled over. If you don't know the story, I'll just quickly recap it for you. He was initially pulled over because of expired tags, right? So those expired tags, which then led to finding out that there was a warrant for him on another charge, led to, which is crazy, an outstanding arrest warrant for gross misdemeanor weapons violation. The police who stopped him tried to arrest him, and that was, she was obviously part of that, and she said she drew her gun and twice threatened to tase Wright before she then fired a single shot, boom, right in his chest and killed him. There is the body cam video of her where she's yelling, "I grabbed the wrong blank gun, I shot him, and we've seen that many, many, many times. I'm just going to go with, for sure, what the prosecutor, Matt Frank, said, and I've talked about this before. He told the jury, there is no mistake defense. The judge doesn't give you an instruction that says a person is not guilty if they commit a mistake. That's the law, no matter how often the defense says the word mistake. She wasn't a rookie. She'd been on the job 26 years. She had gone through the training many, 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 many times. And the verdict comes after 8 days of testimony from more than 24 witnesses, including several police officers, use of force experts, a psychologist who studied cases of weapons being confused among law enforcement officers. So what will the sentence be? The prosecution is arguing for a stiff sentence. We'll ultimately see that happens in February. Very icy, slick roads to blame I-94. It's been a long time since I've been down that stretch of highway, but spent lots of time in Wisconsin, and it is... it's not treacherous. It's treacherous if you've got ice. So what happened was you had a lot of trucks and cars and SUVs and everything else on the road. There were about 100+ of them involved in this stretch. They couldn't get up the hills, etc. So multiple cars kept getting hit. You had first responders that got there right away, which is great because there was one truck that flipped and exploded, but you got ice-covered, slippery roads, people that were just kept coming and coming, and it's really was closed all day in both directions. You know, you look at Jackson County's up there, and it was nasty, and, you know, this is just an area where, like all of our highways, when they're super icy, this can happen so, so quickly. And that's exactly what the deal was. So be careful out there, people, when you see these conditions. And luckily, no deaths that have been reported. A few little minor injuries, but no deaths. All right, speaking of that, 4 people were injured here where you had a refinery fire in Harris County, ExxonMobil. It's in Baytown, that refinery there. It burned for 7 hours. 4 people were injured in that. And it started like around 1 a.m. They finally were able to get it out about 9 a.m. They life-flighted 3 people, and then somebody was taken by a ground ambulance. And, boy, this is a really big refinery. This could have been that much worse. I mean, seriously, because you're talking about refined petroleum, you're talking about an approximate boiling range, as it was explained to me, between 120 degrees and 400 plus Fahrenheit. Wow. So they're obviously going to look at that, investigate it, and see what happened and determine, was there an explosion and then the fire? Was there a fire, then an explosion? But they don't know the exact sequence, I guess, as now it's been later told to me as to how that happened. But this, imagine this, you live near this place, and there's a lot of people that live near there. They heard this loud noise miles away from the plant, and some people said they even felt it in their bed and felt it rattle, and that's what it was. But amazing, everybody's in stable condition, so nobody killed in this. That's the, I mean, that's really, honestly, the great news there, without a doubt, absolutely. So let's talk about the FDA and this new pill, because we certainly have had people on to talk about it, right? So the FDA authorized the Merck pill. It's the second at-home treatment for COVID-19. And I think a pill is, as I say, more palatable for some people if they get into this situation. And here's what the deal is with the pill. It's just a little, they're saying, a small role against the pandemic than maybe it was predicted a few weeks ago. So there are safety issues, as with all these drugs. We hear the litany of them when you're watching the tube, you're watching a game or whatever, and you hear them rattle off how many side effects, etc. So, of course, there is that. But it battles the infection. So once you've been infected, the key is you get those early symptoms and you face a higher risk of hospitalization when you have conditions like obesity, heart disease, whatever. So, you know, that's the good news there, right? That the Pfizer pill is different. It doesn't carry the same risk and they're all different, right? But the Merck drug, and looking at that, how effective could that be for people who find themselves where they could be on the doorstep of going to the hospital? And we know what's happened there, where the hospitals are overwhelmed still in some areas, where we're seeing the surges, like in California. Texas is now having its own surge, and the idea is to not get in that situation, right? To not even go there, not even be there. But we look at now the amounts of hospitalizations and infections rising more than 500% in Florida, D.C., and Hawaii. So you got hospitalizations, of course, that are climbing. And the new study that I just was reading today, there's a lot of stuff out of from Johns Hopkins and other places, is saying that the variant causes 70% fewer hospitalizations than Delta, the Omicron. So that's good. So we're seeing the spike in the daily cases, but we're not seeing the hospitalizations from that. It's still mostly Delta. The largest surges now are in, the numbers I just saw, are in New York, Texas, and California. That's where it is right now at this point. And of course, you know, I always say, I talk about what is the buzz in your backyard and mine, and this is always the big question mark somewhere around, hovering around us, right? I can't wait until we go through predictions for 2022. That's coming up next week. But buckle your seatbelts. Coming up next, Leonard LeBlanc, deep state operation, the perfect U.S. deep state operation. Really fascinating guy. And then Renee Robinson talking about emotional intelligence. Hang with us.
Lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender-scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com. 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars shared with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports Hall of Famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
Wait to introduce you to our next guest. His name is Leonard H. LeBlanc. He has written a book called Deep State Operation, and wait till you hear his story. And my goodness, his background, we could talk for days. He's lived 25 years overseas, dean of an online university, American University of Sovereign Nations, 9 academic degrees, 4 honorable U.S. military discharges. He went out, this is really wild, he went out disguised as a senior deputy Taliban commander out deep into Taliban country. What? We'll find out about that. And he also ran the Helmand Dahl project in Afghanistan. I actually heard of it, where he pays homebound women to make colorful ethnic dolls for sale on eBay. So imagine these women who can't work outside of their homes for a variety of reasons that we've talked about on this show. Even before the Taliban took over, he was on top of that and helping people. So it is great to have Len on the show. Len, thanks for coming on.
Hey, thank you very much for having me.
So tell me about Deep State Operation. Why did you write it?
I wrote it to get some justice for the poor taxpayers that had hundreds of billions of dollars ripped off in Iraq. Simply, Donald Rumsfeld and Dick Cheney cooked Gulf War II up simply as a cover. It was a sham. It was all to allow Kellogg Brown and Root, or KBR, to steal all this money, and then they covered it all up.
And, well, obviously, what do you think The reasons are that people just don't, have people just given up on knowing more about it, learning more? Is it just kind of, we just keep marching along?
Part of it is what the press, and I've been to more than a few people, have said. It's ancient history. It's too complex. It's too hard. It's just water under the dam. We've had many other problems since then, obviously. But I think it's the greatest unsolved mystery in U.S. history. Why did the U.S. invade Iraq during Gulf War II? That's never been satisfactorily answered, even close.
Yeah, and you talk about at one point that the former U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions said if the matter or this book ever came out, that the whole U.S. government would collapse, and that lawyers even sent you a threatening letter. Tell us about that.
Yes. I've written to every single attorney general from the Bush, Obama, and Trump administration about what happened in Iraq, my three federal whistleblower lawsuits, and all of them blew me off. Except for Jeff Sessions' deputy, who told me to go take a hike, and Sessions himself, who never really talked to me. I sent out summaries of my book, essentially the first chapter, and then I got this very threatening letter from Jeff Sessions' lawyers that said, we will sue you to kingdom come if you put his name in my book. And I had a quote. They didn't say the quote was wrong. It's on the cover. They didn't say I couldn't use it. They didn't say he was misquoted. They say I couldn't use it. Jeff Sessions is a public figure. And if he says things in public, then they can be quoted. I mean, there's no malice, which is what I wrote to them. But I said, please, literally, I'm begging you to sue me. I want you to sue me. Because then Jeff Sessions will have to stand up in court, and he will have to explain why I repeatedly wrote to him and all the other attorney generals about this, the cover-up, the lawsuits, that the Department of Justice has never supported a single federal whistleblower lawsuit in federal court. He'll have to explain that, why he didn't do anything.
Yeah, and that's another reason for, okay, we want to just kind of step out of this. And again, the title of the book, I want to make sure that everybody knows the exact title, The Perfect U.S. Deep State Operation. And we're speaking with Leonard H. LeBlanc. So what do you know about what happened? So you obviously have information, and what did you find out that really opened your eyes and made you say, I've got to write this book, I've got to get it out there, no matter what the obstacles are?
I did that right, literally from the first day that I was there. When I started seeing it was in the green zone, and everything was flying out the gate, literally by the container load. The KBR security guys, people I was working with, were literally, all of them were incompetent. They had no security background, and literally they were helping the thieves load the backs of the trucks and wave them out the gate. We found out through honest people, other contacts, that the KBR people and the Iraqi people that worked on the bases were stealing everything and then selling the goods off to 100,000 theftering man called the Hawassim. The Hawassim were taking the goods and selling it in the black market. But they diverted some of the funds to the insurgents to keep the insurgents happy. So the insurgents were taking the money from KBR, or actually the U.S. government, and buying weapons, ammunition, rockets, paying salaries. So when, say, Senator Tammy Duckworth, who was a lieutenant colonel flying around Iraq during the war, and her helicopter gets shot down, who paid for that rocket that brought her helicopter down? Or Congressman Ruben Gallego in Arizona, he was a Marine Corps infantryman, with his unit. I got decimated out in Anbar province. His best friend was killed. Who paid the salaries? Who bought the ammunition for that little deal?
How did you have this access? So having access to putting you in those situations where you saw things that were going out the door, what were you doing at the time?
I was in security. I was in KBR security. There were two of us. There was one retired Florida state trooper who was very honest, and but me and our boss were honest. But everybody else was either didn't care or they were helping the thieves. This is security. And by investigating literally 14, 16 hours a day, I was able to start piecing things together. We always hoped the U.S. government would come in. We always hoped outside investigators from Department of Defense, Department of Justice, U.S. Army would come in. No one ever showed up.
Wow. So you say, you know, again, the book is the perfect U.S. deep state operation. And having that access to KBR security and seeing what was happening, the big question is, why did the U.S. invade Iraq during Gulf War II? Why? And your book talks about it, answers the question. If you were to sum it up, and of course everybody can read all those details, what would you sum it up to?
That this was all a scam, all a sham, a kabuki play. The only reason that the U.S. invaded Iraq was to allow KBR and other defense contractors to steal the country blind, and then they covered it all up. They covered the investigations up, both the Department of Defense and the Department of Justice. Nothing was done. And when I filed my three federal whistleblower lawsuits, after 6 years, the Department of Justice could not determine if a single thing had been stolen. So the court, federal district court, grew exasperated and said, well, if you can't make up your mind after 6 years, we'll dismiss the lawsuit without prejudice, which means it can be technically it can be refiled.
Yeah, and here's the thing. You have under whistleblower protections, if you want to say that, you have filed those lawsuits. I mean, you did pursue that because of what you saw, and you wanted it. You wanted to pursue those avenues, and you have done that. So for you, the thing to do was to also write about it, and that's why you wrote the book too, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. What do you hope, and you said it, but the big takeaway for people listening to this is that their eyes are opened and they start to pay attention more and just don't shelve that?
Exactly.
Yeah. And that's what I think. And you have explanations and you go deeper, obviously, into the book, which you can get on Amazon. The book is called The Perfect U.S. Deep State Operation. Len, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Hey, thank you very much for having me. I sincerely appreciate your support and at least listening to my tale of woe.
Thanks, Len.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Travelers are expressing frustration trying to get tested for COVID before meeting with family for the holidays. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki admitted they are behind on making test kits available.
We've sent 50 million tests out to community health centers. We've opened 20,000 testing sites. We've worked with FEMA. We're opening more testing sites across the country so people will be able to gather with their family members.
Former Minnesota police officer Kim Potter is now behind bars after a jury found her guilty of manslaughter for shooting Dante Wright. Attorney General Keith Ellison says this is as close to justice as Wright's family will get.
Accountability is not justice. Justice is restoration. Justice would be restoring Dante to life and making the Wright family whole again. Justice is beyond the reach that we have.
This is USA Radio News. Democrats say the new Build Back Better bill will help working families and the economy. But some members of the GOP say the cost is way too much.
President Biden says he's confident his Build Back Better agenda will be signed into law, despite bipartisan opposition to his $2 trillion social spending package. This comes after Congress passed a roughly $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill. Louisiana Republican Congressman Steve Scalise joins Fox Business and says the president has been spending too much cash.
No bill should be $1 trillion or more. That's one of the reasons that you have this massive crisis of inflation, supply chain, everything down the line.
The president and his Democratic colleagues say the package will help the economic recovery with support for things like child care and green jobs. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
I'll tell you what, emotional intelligence to me is the number one thing, I'm not kidding, that is lacking in humanity. Just in general, I see this across the board. So many problems, so many people struggling because they don't understand emotional intelligence. Imagine if you could get children to understand that, what their life would be like to start with. Renee Robinson joins us, and she's written a couple of books right up this alley, Helping Children Toward Emotional Intelligence. Perfect. It tells you exactly what it's about. And we're going to talk about emotional intelligence. She's in Australia. Let's go there. Renee, thanks so much for coming on.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm excellent. You and I chatted off the air. Emotional intelligence, what has it meant to your life when you figured out what it was?
I originally started with this when I had extremely bad headaches, and the doctor sent me to a lady who was just a little bit different in how she dealt with people. She helped me realize that what I'd done was I had pushed down my anger and pushed it down so far that my body had responded in the end and I couldn't get out of bed. Once I learned that that was what I was doing, I could release my anger and I don't get headaches anymore.
Well, that's a good thing, and that's a telltale sign of what you learned and now what you want to pass on to others. So let's talk about emotional intelligence. What does emotional intelligence mean for a child?
understanding that it's okay to feel, that it's okay to be angry, or it's okay to be sad and cry, that nobody's going to tell me that it's wrong. It's just allowing them to take the energy and work with it and lose it.
Yeah. And what does it mean to help a child become emotionally intelligent once they understand that, the things that you just said?
It's a wonderful feeling. It's a wonderful feeling to see a child go and take a pair of boxing gloves and punch something until the energy has all gone, and then shake their hands and say, well, my hands feel very soft now. I don't need to do it anymore. It's bringing them back from the point of being highly tensed up with anger or sadness or whatever, showing them somehow to get rid of it, and then seeing the child relax and become their normal selves.
And you've done this actually with your children and grandchildren. Tell the story that you told me about the two different incidents.
Well, I had a classroom in a small rural school outside of a city in Victoria. I had 18 children, and in 2 years, 9 of those children experienced death. There was a stillborn baby, little dog who used to come and visit every day was killed by a snake. An auntie died. 4 children lost their father in an accident, and then finally, 2 of the children's men got cancer. So I realised that I needed to do something to help these kids get through this particular part of their life. And at the time, I was doing emotional wellness activities myself, so I adapted them. And then a couple of years later, my grandchildren came and lived with me when they were 10 months old and 2, and they were emotionally scarred when they came. So I needed to be able to help these children understand that it was okay to work with their sadness and their lack of parental work so that they could have a happy life. And they did. They're now, one's 23, she's a school teacher, and the other one is 22, living in England with her boyfriend. And they've learnt how to deal with their emotions, and if they become too much, then they go and find some help from somewhere else.
Wow, so that's a wonderful gift to the children, the 18 children, and to your own family. And that's why this book is invaluable. Helping Children Toward Emotional Intelligence. We're speaking with Renee Robinson. You can get the book on Amazon, or you can also get it at Barnes & Noble. And there are others, including a workbook, and we're going to talk about that in a second. But I love this. When we talk about truth, and that's what we're talking about, what does it really mean to live my truth, and how do you do it daily?
Live my truth means to be myself. We are all reared with paradigms and lies about ourselves, that we are this or we are that, or we have all these labels. But if we can take the labels away and open our hearts and present ourselves as open-hearted people, take on what the world offers us, and then deal with that, life's easier. There's no stress. Well, I still enjoy stress, but it's opening myself up to what happens in my life and being able to define it as a feeling or as something that I don't need in my life. Then welcoming in the emotion and dealing with it. And by dealing with it is facing it and wrapping the emotion up in my own love and letting it go, so that then as the rest of the day goes past, I can go out open-hearted, knowing that I haven't shut myself off from what's happening in my life.
Well, that's a hashtag right there, Renee. Don't shut yourself off. And it goes along with this. How do we learn to be real? People hear that and they say, well, I am real. What do you mean? What does it mean to really be real?
Well, I've always been real, which has got me into lots of trouble, because I don't have any parts of me that I don't show to the world. My granddaughter, my second granddaughter, grew up knowing that if she was quiet and well-behaved and beautifully mannered, then she wouldn't get yelled at like the older sister did. This was from their mother on access visits. But she grew up with an outer, I used to say, she'd hide behind her face. And it wasn't until she learned that it was safe for her to come out and be open-minded and open-hearted that people would accept her as she was, because she walked around very tense, very tight. You couldn't touch her on the back of the neck, because she was trying to put a facade up for people that this is who I I am, but really it wasn't. She was hiding behind this wall of niceness when there were parts of it that she didn't want to know anything about. And it's what we do in our lives. I did say to her in the end when she found this new boyfriend, do you show him who you really are? And she just grinned.
Hopefully she did. You're getting through to her, absolutely, and to the people that are listening to this. So you also have a workbook out, and you redid the book, and that's just out there. Tell us about that. I think the workbook especially is so powerful.
Well, I wrote this this workbook, and I'm not sure, Kate, did I tell you before or have I already told you? But I spoke to Probus, and this old darling lady came up, and she said to me, I wish I had your book. And I said, why? And she said, well, she said, my granddaughter's father committed suicide, and I don't know how she's coping. And the thought went through my mind, no, and you don't know what to do. So I went home, and I sat around for a while, and I wrote this book, which is called Raising Emotionally Intelligent Children Workbook. And it is a very simple workbook for children, or anybody, you can adapt it to anyone, to work with. Just to think about what's happening inside and how does it affect my life? You know, if I asked you right now, what were you feeling inside, would you be able to tell me?
I would, because I've done that work on emotional intelligence, but you're right. I can be honest with this audience and you. My father died when I was 8, and it was really tough because my mother said, you have to be strong for your little brother, who was a couple years younger than me. So I think I carried that around, that I didn't show any, I was strong, you know, I could weather whatever it was.
What happened to it in the end?
In the end, because I learned how to release that, and I sort of had that kind of maybe chip on my shoulder, not ego or whatever, just a chip from feeling like, I'll show the world, I let it go. And when I let it go, I just opened myself up to the world, just like you said, where I am who I am.
See, many people, when I say to them, you know, what are you feeling right now? Some people don't know. Some people don't want to know. They have no idea. I worked with a lass in one of my clients did not have any idea about words that meant emotion. She didn't know what being sad meant. She didn't know what being angry meant. She was going through this life, and she was slowly going blind. So she was full of fear, but she couldn't put any words to it. She couldn't deal with it because she couldn't face it. She really didn't know. And see, sadly, our parents weren't taught emotional wellness because their parents weren't taught emotional wellness. Children were to be seen and not heard. My mother used to be very angry with me because I was so loud.
And boy, that see, now look where it's led you, full circle. What do you hope people take away from, your book and your workbook and everything that you have out there in the world about emotional intelligence?
I hope that people would become a bit more emotionally aware, you know, that it is okay to, you know, we're all frightened of COVID, but we can't do anything about it. So it's learning that how we deal with it day to day and then being able to work in the world as we have it, being honest in their relationships, honest with their children and helping themselves. I'm hoping that this triggers for example, you know, when the girls came to live with me, I had abandonment issues, but their working with them triggered mine, so I did something about it. I'm hoping that parents will do something about their own emotions as well as helping their children do it.
Yeah, what a wonderful place to end this. And again, helping children toward emotional intelligence, all roads, you know, you can go to Amazon, you can go to Barnes & Noble, like I said before. Renee Robinson, thanks so much for coming on and helping the world.
Thanks, Tyson. Thank you very much for having me.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars share with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
So 2021 was a hell of a year, wasn't it? I mean, seriously. I feel like I am often saying that because I have done this show for 15 years and I have done talk or television my entire life. And there's always a look back at what happened and a look forward in some sense, whether it's video or audio. And honestly, if I compare years, this really does stack up. Has, what did I say, a hell of a year. In some senses, some good things happen, right? Because we're always looking for, I'm glasses half full. I'm really always trying to keep that glass half full, sometimes with lager. But I'm trying to keep it half full. But I was in the middle of some of the things that happened that were infuriating. And with that, it's time to start the 2021 Rewind. In no particular order, these are some of the things that happened that wreaked havoc with some of our lives. And I could go to the obvious one, but I'll save that. Southwest canceling flight after flight after flight. You know what I'm talking about? Thousands of weekend flights. Well, first, there was the 500 weekend flights in late June of 2021. And then there was the thousands of flights that happened in October. And then, of course, there was lots and lots of delays. I got caught up in the middle of that where I was in California. Smooth. Everything was great. I had a couple of days to breathe. I was covering a huge professional tennis tournament. It was exciting back there. Had some interviews for the show, all that stuff. And then got dumped off at the very quaint Palm Springs Airport and no go. Like, I thought, this is weird. I'm just sailing through TSA. I know this is a small airport, but I saw a lot of people here. And they said something was wrong with my ID, and it didn't make any sense. I guess he didn't want to tell me, oh, by the way, flights are canceled all over the place. So then I had to get back in line, and it turned out to be an hour and a half, just crazy nonsense, friends turning around to get me, luckily, and having to wait 3 days to be rebooked to fly out of Los Angeles instead of where I was. And a lot of people were in much worse situations where they didn't have a friend in an area that could come back and get them and drive them 4 hours to a different destination. So they were flying. I was in line with a couple of doctors, and they, one had to deliver an important baby like in 2 days and was petrified and got on a flight to go to Minnesota at 6 a.m. and then go from Minnesota on a different airline to get back to the Carolinas. So needless to say, Southwest really didn't win any fans. And then the complaints afterwards, did they get a refund? What happened? And there was a spike in flight attendant sick calls, but they were blaming bad weather across the board for a lot of those cancellations. And it was a very rough month, June. And then I think that October nonsense was also very, very bad for Southwest as well. So canceled, delayed, hundreds of flights, separate technology issues. And then this was after American Airlines had struggled with their own problems during Father's Day travel weekend, where they canceled 1,000 flights. They canceled 1,000 flights in July, so they would have more breathing room when weather and other issues popped up. And will the travel industry bounce back? Not 100% quickly. And what happens when you're stuck, that now you can't be stuck? Now you have to have a plan B, a plan C. You just have to think about it, that is it worth it? Is it worth it for me to get on this plane? Who am I going to see, or what am I going to do, or what is it? And so, therefore, a lot of people opt to drive when they can. Even in my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I'd had a problem with Southwest where I drove 17 hours to get someplace because we couldn't, we kept getting rebooked, technical problems, weather, the same old thing. And now we have the pandemic, so there are easier excuses. And they just, Southwest, finally, they just put up the white flag and said, we simply cannot manage the operation with the number of sick calls, with the emergency sick call procedures, when we have 2 weeks in a row where the level is excessive. And what do? We can't keep the operation. We have to cancel flights. We can't. It's irregular. We can't keep that happening. And then you had the problem in the beginning of the pandemic and midway through it, and the other part of it, which also affected American and these Southwest cancellations, is the fact that you had pilots that had to be retrained on some planes because they weren't flying during the pandemic. Not the first year, remember? They were parked in the desert, those babies. Yeah. Here was another big story, the Colonial Pipeline, the hackers, and the whole idea of hacking and cyber attacks and how vulnerable are we, and people lining up for gas at gas stations, draining the pumps in some areas of the East Coast and the Southeast because they were part of this whole breakdown of the pipeline because it supplies 45% of the Southeastern region's fuel, including gas and jet fuel. And it took several days, but they got back online after the cyber attack led to fuel shortages and panic buying. Because then they would say, oh, don't worry about it. No, don't worry about it. I got to get to point A and point B, so you know I'm going to go get in line and get gas. You're not going to stop a rush on gas. And that's what happened with the Colonial Pipeline. They supposedly paid $5 million in ransom to the cyber attackers. We had a couple of great guests on the show who are experts in the field to talk about it, which allowed the fuel shipping system to restart after the hackers had seized control and triggered, again, panic buying of gas. You're not going to tell people, no, you cannot buy. No, they're getting in line. I would be in line. I wouldn't even say that to people. I would be in line. So, the FBI identified the group as DarkSide. That's their name. That's what they call themselves. And they were responsible for the cyber attack. One of the things that is always suggested is, oh, don't deal with them. Don't pay the ransom. But if they hadn't paid the ransom, would they get the key to get out of the nightmare that they were in? Doubtful. The several days were really, really rough days. They finally got it up to full speed, and the whole idea is the situation undermined gas supplies, and the panic buying happened because of for draining stations of fuel because of what they were hearing with the ransomware. And that's the scoop on that, right? And so, you know, you're looking at May, that's when that happened. So that was a big story in 2021. Another big story in 2021 was Derek Chauvin. A jury found the former police officer Derek Chauvin guilty on all counts in that May 2020 murder of George Floyd. Chauvin was found guilty of second and third degree murder and second degree manslaughter. This was a case that a lot of people in the nation, of course, were watching. It spurred on the movement, I think, a little bit more of Black Lives Matter. We saw protests in lots of different cities, especially Portland, Oregon. And the story, what happened is Chauvin, who was white, was seen on video pinning George Floyd, the 46-year-old black man, to the ground with his knee last Memorial Day for over 9 minutes after police responded to a report that Floyd used a counterfeit $20 bill. That video went viral. It touched off all those protests in the U.S. and abroad because there was also protests in other places. And the jury selection, so the widely watched trial, which started in March of 2021, with jury selection was live streamed, and it was Minnesota's first criminal case to be televised. So if you look at that and you think of how long that went on, how long it took, there were a lot of people watching to see what was going to happen with Derek Chauvin. All right, this was very, 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 I mean, all these stories are big, right? All these stories are big. But the unprecedented snowstorm in Texas, millions of Texans without power for days, extreme energy demand overload, frozen utility plants, factors that led to the power outages, and introduced many to what was almost a misnomer, the Electric Reliability Council of Texas. It was nasty. 4.5 million customers were freezing, went without electricity for days on end. People died as a result of it. People in Texas were furious. I felt fortunate that we did not lose our power. That's Rewind.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars shared with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.